Isn't it good to have the truth?
Amen.
Amen. Well, and today, as we begin to wrap up my weeks here, I want to encourage you to remember grace. I pray you will live your life remembering the Word of God, and to remember that it's always important as you come by faith to remember the Word of God. It is faith in this truth, God's Word, that you and I must stand. You and I must take our position in a world that is trying to knock us off our feet. The reality is that the world is no warm and fuzzy place, and yet, because God loves us, God offers us grace. Let's always remember grace. Join me in prayer as we come to the truth of God's Word this morning. Gracious God, we thank you for your grace. And Lord, it is amazing, and it's even beyond our complete understanding. Thank God that it is. And Lord, we ask that as we come to the truth of your word, we will gain a perspective on grace today, your grace, and how we should share that. And we ask it in your name, Jesus. Amen. We are in 1 Corinthians chapter 15 again, and today we're going to look at verses 1 through 4. So listen for God's word to you this morning. It'll be up here on the screen if you have your Bibles. Follow along there. Let God's truth speak to your heart here today. Let me now remind you, dear brothers and sisters, of the good news I preached to you before. You welcomed it then, and you still stand firm in it. It is this good news that saves you if you continue to believe the message I told you, unless, of course, you believe something that was never true in the first place. I passed on to you what was most important and what has also been passed on to me. Christ died for our sins, just as the scriptures said. He was buried and he was raised from the dead on the third day, just as the scriptures said. The word of God to us this morning. And may we remember grace. Paul passes on to us here in 1 Corinthians 15 that which is of most importance. Jesus died for our sins. Jesus was buried. Jesus was raised from the dead. The sins are ours, okay? The sins belong to us. Death was his for our sins. That just doesn't figure in our world, does it? That Jesus would do that for our sins. It just doesn't figure in the world's way of thinking. What is it about grace that is so important to remember? Well, let me put it this way, and let's think about this for a moment. Grace is when God gives us what we don't deserve. We know what we deserve for our sin. We know that God gives us something else, something called grace. What we deserve for our sin is spiritual death. What we deserve for our sin is the consequences of living in sin. But we see here in 1 Corinthians 15 that Jesus died for our sins. What on earth was Jesus thinking? Maybe the question should be, what in heaven was Jesus thinking when he died for our sins? It is our sin. What do we deserve? What do we get? What do we deserve And through Jesus, what do we get? Grace. Right? Isn't that what we get? We get grace. Look at the familiar scripture in Ephesians chapter 2, verses 8 and 9. It's one dear to my heart. God saved you by His grace when you believed. And you can't take credit for this. It is a gift from God. Salvation is not a reward for the good things we have done. So none of us can boast about it. Where did we get the faith to believe? Him. Yeah. Okay, that's where we got it. It wasn't something that I manufactured. Okay, it's not something that you manufacture. The faith to believe in the forgiveness of your sins through Jesus Christ comes from God. It's a gift from God. Do we deserve to receive the faith to believe based upon the sin in our lives? No, we don't. We do not deserve the faith to believe because of the sin that is in our lives. Once again, it comes down to the grace of God through Jesus Christ that we are given the faith to believe in the forgiveness of our sins by Jesus Christ. Take a moment to consider Romans chapter 5, verse 20. Because this is where we see where that sin is revealed. God's law was given so that all people could see how sinful they were. But as people sinned more and more, God's wonderful grace became more abundant. Amen. Hallelujah. God's grace only becomes more abundant as we are broken and we are willing by faith that God has given us to confess our sins, to confess our state of need. Some people, when they first believe in Jesus, and I'm sorry if this hurts, but some people, when they first believe in Jesus, think that they're going to just be perfect now. Okay? And that once I've believed in Jesus, there's sin is gone and temptation's out of the way, and boy, what a disappointment when reality steps in. There's an error in thinking because the believing and receiving Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior is only the beginning of the journey. I have not arrived. I am saved, but I'm on my way. There are some that would say, once you are saved, you are now perfect. And I must say, I'm glad I'm not part of that family. Because perfect people are hard to live with, okay? But living in grace is a journey that's enjoyable. Living in grace is a journey that is enjoyable. The understanding that we need to have of Romans chapter 5, verse 20, is that after a person has believed and received Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior, we're on a pathway, a journey. There is sin that is in our lives, and it is revealed by the truth of God, by the Word of God. And then there is the brokenness of our hearts to that sin. There is, Jesus, I really messed up. Here's the sin. I confess it to you. And then there is the wonderful grace, the forgiveness of sin through Jesus to make it through today. If you consider sin, and you consider how it is very present in our lives today, it could be downright depressing if that's where we were stuck, right? But thank goodness for grace, we're not stuck there. We're not stuck in our sin. Now, sin can be strong, okay? That's how it is with sin. But I will ask you to consider in your heart, to remember in your mind that grace is greater than any sin. Grace is greater than any sin. I pray that you remember this about grace. Even though sin can be strong, God's grace is greater. If anything I ask, I hope, I pray for this church that you will always remember that when there is sin, and though it be strong, God's grace is greater than that sin, than all sin. One more thought this morning. I would like you to remember about the grace of Jesus, particularly as we come to the table set in remembrance of his death upon the cross. Remember verse 3, 1 Corinthians 15, verse 3. I passed on to you what was most important and what had also been passed on to me. Christ died for our sins, just as the scriptures said. Jesus died for our sins. This is grace when we deserve judgment. Think about it this way. Over the years I have witnessed in ministry, sometimes qualifications placed upon grace. The sense that if someone does something, then I will offer them grace. If they'll straighten this out, then I will offer them the grace of Jesus. It's sort of, you do this first, and then I'll offer you the grace. There is a demand for getting something straight in the lives of someone before offering them grace. And I've even witnessed in the ministry this demand for change in people without the individual even knowing that they did anything wrong, okay? Or that somebody thought they did something wrong. It's like, well, they should know, okay? And no one went to them and talked to them and said, help me understand what's going on here. I've witnessed this. Somehow the person that has sinned can read their minds. That they're supposed to somehow read the mind of someone that's upset with them and go to them and say, I understand you're upset with me. What is it about? And that isn't what Scripture talks about in relationship to grace. If you have a problem, you go and talk to that person. I pray that you'll remember this about grace. Remember grace. Because what's important to see and understand and know about the grace of God is that whenever we put qualifications upon a person before we offer the grace of Jesus, guess what? It is no longer the grace of Jesus. If we say that someone has to do something before we offer them grace, it is not the grace of Jesus. Jesus didn't put qualifications on you before offering grace. None of us, not a soul here, did Jesus say, you do this first, and then I will die on the cross to forgive you of your sins. But Pastor Pat, that just doesn't seem fair. Everybody they're taking an unfair advantage of Jesus' death for them. That's not fair. They're taking advantage of that. Hallelujah. That's what grace is. We all took unfair advantage of the death of Jesus
on the cross when he died for us. And we can't offer anything less, because anything with qualifications or anything less is no longer the grace of Jesus. Remember that Jesus died for us while we were still sinners. Romans 5:8. But God showed his great love for us by sending Christ to die for us while we were still sinners. Here at the table, we remember grace, and we remember that we're taking an unfair advantage of Jesus' grace offered to us on the cross as we share together in the grace of Jesus. May we always remember grace. And may we share Jesus' grace with one another. Remember grace. Amen. Let's pray. Lord Jesus, we come now in your mercy and your grace, taking advantage, even if it's unfair for us to do so. We take advantage of your grace. Come to your table. And Lord, when we do, may we remember that you're offering us grace, the forgiveness of our sins at the cross. And as we are fed spiritually here, as we remember your body broken and your blood spilled, may we also remember that we are to share your grace with each other and the world in which we live. And we pray it in your name, Jesus. Amen. This morning, as we share communion together and we remember grace, we'll have people distribute the bread. I'd like to ask you to hold the bread until I instruct you to partake together. And then we'll follow the same pattern for the cup. We'll distribute the cup, and then I'll instruct you as to when to partake of the cup. Let's pray. Lord Jesus, we thank you that at the cross, you died to forgive us of our sins, and we remember that grace offered to us here at this table. And Holy Spirit, we ask you to come and to anoint this bread and this cup, that as we partake of the body and the blood, that we remember your grace, that we are filled with you, your grace, that such a way that we can freely share your grace with one another in the world in which we live. Lord, this table is for those that have believed and received you. And so, Lord, if there's someone here that does not know you, right now, Lord, I would invite them to join me in this prayer so that they would know you. Jesus, I'm a sinner, and you died on the cross to forgive me of my sins. You offer me grace. You can straighten up what I can't straighten up. You can forgive me when I can't even forgive myself. And so, Jesus, I ask you to come into my heart, to be my Savior, and to forgive me of my sins. And Lord, if there are those that still have doubt and still not sure and do not believe, Lord, I invite them to just pass the bread and the cup along so that, Lord, they would not insult you and what you did and your grace freely offered. We ask it in your name, Jesus. Amen. I'd like to invite those serving to come forward now. Thank you.
you eat the bread, remember that Jesus Christ gave his life for your salvation. And remember grace. Take and eat.
Turkey.